And now we have a pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sylvan, joining us for Hashtag Headlines. And Craig, there's a real fun story coming out of the interviews ahead of the new Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds and his Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy revealed during an interview on a radio show this week that they met with Madonna in person in order to secure the rights to use Like a Prayer in the upcoming Marvel tentpole movie. So the music icon agreed, and the song ended up playing a prominent role in both the film and various trailers for it. But we need to preface this with the fact that Madonna doesn't license this song.
Yeah.
She doesn't license a lot of music, particularly this song. So, you know, Reynolds was saying basically it was a big deal to ask for it and a bigger deal to use it. So they went and they met with her and they showed her how it was being used and why. But not only did Madonna allow Reynolds and his team to use Like a Prayer, but she also offered up a note on how it should be used. And Reynolds hasn't revealed the specifics of what that note was yet, but he said she gave a great note. She watched it, and I'm not kidding. She said, "You need to do this." And he said, "Damn if she wasn't spot on." So they literally went into a new recording session within 48 hours of the note and made the sequence better, the director said. So there's, I guess, a few songs from the era in the movie, from NSYNC, Goo Goo Dolls, Avril Lavigne, Green Day, and even the Hugh Jackman starring musical The Greatest Showman. So it opens on July 26th. I'm actually seeing it tomorrow, and I'll be reviewing it on our stations on Friday morning.
Nice. So yeah, like you say, that's coming out this weekend, actually, in Regina. The IMAX theater, they're showing it now. They're showing a lot more like Hollywood movies. They're actually temporarily changing the name of the theater to Wade Wilson Theater, given that Deadpool is from Regina.
That's really fun. And yeah, obviously, Wade Wilson is Deadpool's real name.
Yeah. There's also another movie that some people might be excited for that's coming up, hey?
Yeah, so the television series 24, if you remember, with Kiefer Sutherland, is reportedly getting a film adaptation. It ran over 9 seasons between 2001 and 2014, and Kiefer played a counter-terrorist federal agent named Jack Bauer, the gag with this was that it was, each season was 24 hours in real time, if you remember. So according to Variety, 20th Century Studios are working on a big screen adaptation, and the project's in early development. Plot details are unknown, and it's not even clear yet if Sutherland will be returning for the film, but one would hope that that's what happened. We'll see what happens with all this. The show itself was nominated for 68 Emmy Awards during its run, earned 20 wins, including Outstanding Drama Series and a Lead Actor Prize for Sutherland. Last month, Imagine Entertainment co-founder Brian Grazer teased the possibility of a blockbuster film for 24. And he said, Imagine Entertainment's always played in the zone where there's a high probability of chance that it'll be successful in movie theaters. So it's great for them. Whether it's Backdraft or something they're going to do with Glenn Powell or a 24 movie, they're going to try to find a very interesting way to do things with companies like Disney and Fox. So I think you're right. There would be a lot of fans of 24 going to the big screen.
Oh, absolutely. That show was everywhere when it was on TV. You know, as long as it's not 24 hours of a movie in real time, then I think we're good.
That's almost what they all are now. So
yeah,
we'll see, maybe.
Yeah. And then we're also hearing a lot of headlines or hearing a lot of people talking, seeing a lot of headlines about Elon Musk right now.
Yeah. So, no surprise, he's often in the news, but he announced on social media that he will be moving the headquarters of his company's X, formerly Twitter, and SpaceX out of California after State Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law that prohibits school districts from informing parents if their children decide to go by a different gender. So Musk on X wrote, "This is the final straw. Because of this and the many others that preceded it, attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its HQ from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas."
All right. Thanks very much, Craig. That was Craig Sylvan, our pop culture critic.